Brother Keith Clark, who pastors in Houston, Texas, no stranger to Alabama, no stranger to the United Pentecostal Church of the Apostolic Movement. This man evangelized for many years, excellent man of God, excellent evangelist, and he's coming one more time in this conference, and God is going to use him in a mighty fashion, and he's going to touch you with his word. Brother Clark, we love you. Come.
Put your hands together all over the building. Clap the other way. Clap the other way. Switch over.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you
switch
feel
again?
The
come
do
on,
you
church.
Want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want the fire?
Oh, do you want it?
Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want
one more
the
time?
Fire?
Yes,
come on,
I
everybody.
Somebody get a blessing. Somebody get healed. Throw up your hands and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on, backsliders. Can't you feel it in your feet? Don't you feel it in your hands? Cause you feel it in your heart. Lay your hand on somebody's shoulder and say, bless them tonight, God. Bless them tonight, God. Come on, really pray. Heal them tonight, God. Set them free. This is what it's all about. Giving God the glory. Clap your hands one more time and give Him glory. Turn around and look at somebody and say, God's got something awesome for you today. He was going to touch you. God's going to touch you. You may return to your seats. Remain standing. I'd like for you to open up your Bibles, if you will, please. 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter. 2 Samuel, the 24th chapter. I want to take a moment here before I read the scriptures. I want to say, church, don't take this for granted. Thank God for this great conference. How many will pray for this conference this year and ask God to let it grow even greater if the Lord tarries? Will you lift your hand if you'll do that? Now, it'll be a year from now. We'll have another one. But will you tell God, God, if you'll help me, I'm going to go find somebody, and I'm not going to just bring myself back. I'm going to bring somebody with me. Wouldn't it be great to have to get this thing bigger even next year if everybody would bring somebody? If you'll try to bring somebody this coming year, will you shout amen? I want to say thank you to all of the sponsors and the men of God who through a burden have brought to this great district. And what a great district Alabama is. Thank God for its awesome leadership. I appreciate Alabama, don't you? I appreciate the leadership. Thank God for Brother Lewis and all the men of God. Amen. That love this conference and love the men of God that have had a burden for this conference. I don't know what's on the Alabama tag. I don't know what y'all have on your license plate. But it ought to read the state of hospitality. You absolutely, people, are some of the finest people I have ever met in all my life. I don't know when I have met a greater group of saints that love God and preachers that love God and are so hospitable. Y'all are very kind. You're very generous, very sweet, and I thank God for you. I love Alabama. Amen. And I appreciate you gentlemen for being so kind. Now look, I'm gonna give you just a good word. I don't know what they charge for the tapes, but whatever they charge, it's not enough. You just hear me. Go get the tapes. You do not
want to leave without putting in an order for the tapes of the ministry of the Word of God. Oh, God have mercy. I'm about to explode. Aren't you glad that you got to be a part of this? Get the tapes. You'll never regret it, I promise. 2 Samuel 24 and 16. When the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, "It is enough. Stay now thine hand." And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, "Lo, I have sinned. I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house." And Gad came that day to David and said unto him, "Go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite." And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. And Arunah looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Arunah went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Arunah said, "Wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant?" And said, and David said, "To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people." And Arunah said unto David, "Let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice." Everybody say oxen. "And threshing instruments and other instruments of the oxen for wood." All these things did Arunah. Amen. Reading the 24th verse. And the king said unto Arunah, "Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. Everybody say 50 shekels of silver. David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plagues was stayed from Israel. Now, let's go ahead in time, right at 400, maybe to 450 years later, when this event is recounted again at a distance in time from the event. We'll find this in 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 21, 1 Chronicles 21 and 21. Now, the name is the same. It's the same man. But here he is called Ornan, but it is the same man. 21st verse, same event, 458 years later, another writer, many believe was Ezra, wrote these words. And as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David, and went out of the threshing floor and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, "Grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people." And Ornan said unto David, "Take it to thee. Let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Lo, I give thee the oxen also for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood." Wait a minute here. Look at this. "And the wheat for the meat offerings, I give it all." Look at the 23rd verse again. It's 450 years later now.
And Ornan said unto David, take it to thee. Let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Lo, I give thee the oxen also for burnt offerings. That's right. And the threshing instruments for wood. That's right. Now we see something here added. And the wheat for the meat offering, I give it all. And King David said to Ornan, nay, but I will verily buy it for the full price, for I will not take that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. Look at this, folks, 25th verse. So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, called upon the name of the Lord, and he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. Okay, 2 Samuel 24 says 50 shekels of silver, oxen, wood. Now, 1 Chronicles 21, same event, says 600 shekels of gold. And it adds a little bit more to this worship. The wheat offering. I want to preach tonight on God deliver us from not whole religion. Now, I'm going to say that a little more clearly so you understand. Not whole religion. We call it in the modern vernacular, tunnel vision. God, tonight, set this place free from not whole religion. This is all I can see, and I can't see anything else till I remove the knot hole. And my God, what do I behold? What a group of people. What a mighty God. What a God of miracles. How awesome is this thing? If I can just back up a little bit and get a higher perch and get above this and see it from a distance. Come on, I'm blowing my message tonight. But I got to lay a foundation for somebody, because you're going to sit here scratching your head saying for the first 15 minutes, what is he talking about? I'm not whole. What's that got to do with praising God? Turn and look at somebody and say, come on, quit looking through the knot hole and get up a little bit higher. You got to do what I just told you to do. Turn and look at somebody else and said, I said, quit looking through the knot hole and get you a higher perch and let's see what God is really doing. Oh, y'all ready to have church in here tonight? Come on, y'all playing now. You ready to go home? I said, are y'all ready to have church in here tonight? Give me my music. Oh, my. Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? Somebody stomp your feet. Somebody clap your hands. Ain't God good? Hey. Reach over and lay your hand on somebody's shoulder. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for a release in the Holy Ghost like we've never imagined before. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands to the Lord one more time. Come on, give him glory. Come on, y'all. I'm not going to get up here and preach a pretty message tonight. Let's rock the house. I said, let's rock the house. This ain't American Idol. This is Jesus Christ. Come on. King of kings. If he's King of kings, clap your hands. Shout unto the Lord. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Many years ago, before my time, but I've heard about it and read about it, when the circus come into town was the number one attraction. When the circus came to town, everything else stopped. Matter of fact, if it was a three ring or five ring, meant what kind of town you had. But the main event would have a parade right down Main Street. I'm not going to ask any of you, were you around when the circus had a parade? Because when they had the parade, and it was a long time ago, it sent out a signal, we're fixing to have a good time in this town. Somebody said amen. And in that parade, they would march down Main Street with the tigers and the lions in the cages, of course, and the gorillas, because it was partly zoo and partly circus. Then there would be the prancing horses, there would be the dancers, there would be the trapeze artists. All of them marched in this parade. And this is a true story about a town that was visited by a circus. Two young boys heard about it, and so they made their way toward Main Street, but it was so crowded they couldn't get in. Amen. But on the other side of the street, there was a long fence, and nobody was there. And one of the boys went and began to look at the circus through a knothole. Amen. But the other boy climbed up on top of the fence and began to look at it from Alpha to Omega. Or you see where I'm going? And while the one boy looked through the knot hole, when the tigers would come by, he would back up and shrink in fear, and he would cry out. But the other boy, sitting up on top the fence, just took it all in stride. Amen. And when the dancing horses would come by, that boy would stand there at the knot hole and get excited again. Then would come the lions, and he would back up and shriek again. But the boy on top of the fence never even budged. He just clapped his hands from Alpha to Omega, because he was high up on a fence. Are you hearing me? One boy was looking at the circus from a knot hole, and he was happy one moment and sad the next. You see where I'm going? But the other boy that said, no, I'm not looking at this circus from a knot hole. I'm getting on top of the fence. I'm going to see this thing as it really is. I ain't going to be sad one moment, fearful one moment, and happy the next. And while he heard the boy down below crying out in fear, he wasn't worried about the lions, because he could see the rest of it all, and he could see where it was going. Finally, after a while, he said, would you shut up and get away from that knot hole and get up here with me? I want you to see it all. Oh my God. I'm talking to church members. I'm talking to backsliders. I'm talking to visitors. I'm talking to preachers. I'm talking to saints. I'm talking to ministers' wives. Why don't some of you come on up higher? Let's get on top of this. I'm telling you, there are people in here right now that can't shout because you got a not whole religion. Whatever you see right now is how you're feeling. But my God, have mercy. Somebody come on and let's get on top of that mountain. I'm here to tell you, devil, I'm gonna shout when I'm down. I'm gonna shout when I'm up. I'm gonna shout.
somebody, just go ahead and shout right now. Woo! The healing's coming. Don't look at what the doctor says. Don't look through the knot hole. Oh, come on, y'all. Come on. My pocketbook is empty. That's all right. I'm on top of this. Amen. I've been up. I've been down. I've been blessed. I've had and have not. And I've learned whatever state I'm in. If I can stay on top of this fence. Come on, somebody turn and look at somebody and say, you better get away from that knot hole right now. I can't hear y'all tonight. Come on, tell somebody. Look at, oh, come on, my God, have mercy. Turn and look at somebody and say, you better get away from that knot hole right now. Get somebody by the hand and say, come on, let's get on top of this. Get somebody by the hand and dance before the Lord. Come on, I tell you, God's gonna rock the house. I'm sick. Dance for your healing right now. I'm down. Shout. You're about to get up. Woo! Come on. God, deliver us from knot hole religion. Woo! You may be seated. David had made a terrible mistake. He had numbered the warriors of God. And God didn't want him to do that. Because he does not want you to trust in the flesh. God wants you to trust in the Spirit. If God can be for us, who? If God is for us, who can be against us? I'm talking to us tonight. Are you going to limit God by a not whole sight? Are you going to make up your mind? I don't care what's going on. I see the beginning and I see the end and I see it all. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, which was, which is, and which is to come. Devil, I'm not afraid, because I can see who's leading this parade. You may be seated. The prophet Gad told him, you have sinned against the Lord. Judgment is coming upon Israel. Do you want 3 years of famine? Amen. Do you want 3 months? Amen. Of troubles, of your enemy chasing you? Or do you want 3 days from the hand of God in judgment? David said, I'm in a strait. I've got a problem. I know what a famine can do. I don't want it. I know what an enemy can do. I don't want it. I'll fall into the hands of a merciful God. For 3 days, the sword slashed and cut, and the blood spilled the life of 70,000 men. And as the angel was going through the gate into Jerusalem, God saw it and said, stop. Cease the slaughter. Gad went to David and said, go and buy the threshing floor of Arnon. Buy it, and there build an altar unto me, and I will receive it. Folks, when Samuel, when it was written of the book of Samuel, it was there, close to the event, in the midst of the pain and the sorrow and the grief and the woe. And when it talked about it, are you listening to me now? It talked about 50 shekels of silver and an oxen and an altar. Do you hear me now? But 450 years later, from a fence high and looking at it all, he was saying this: I want you to understand, it was 600 shekels of gold, and there was wheat that was thrown into that worship. Here's where I'm going. The further and the higher you can get on top of your situation, the smaller your problem looks and the bigger your worship becomes. I can't hear y'all. This place ought to be exploding in Holy Ghost praise. Get up. Get up. Stand up. Worship. 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 Listen to me. Not whole religion is guided and controlled by time and by events. But when you walk away from that knothole and you climb on top of that fence, you know what happened in Chronicles when Ezra was writing the same event later? He downplayed the trouble and he enlarged the worship. He didn't just talk about oxen. He threw in the wheat offering. But that wasn't all. Why 50 shekels and 600? Because in the book of Samuel, all they talked about was the altar and the crying and the repenting and the weeping. And you gotta have that, honey. You gotta have that. But oh, when Ezra wrote 450 years later, he didn't talk about one little spot. The reason why there was more money and a greater offering is because he was talking about the whole top of Mount Moriah. You didn't get that. It went over your head. My God. Oh, my God. We can either stay here tonight weeping over our mistakes, or we can rise up and say, God, I have stumbled, I have fallen, I have made mistakes, but I'm ready for the whole thing. I got a word for the Muslims. Your temple is coming down. David bought the whole thing. Y'all ain't shouting with me tonight. You're not excited about what we're talking about. Go sit down. Y'all are having too much fun up here. They ain't doing nothing out there. Go get among them right now and shout. Do what I ask you to do. Get among them and clap your hands. You're the ones enjoying it up here. We're fixing to get out here among you people. I don't care whether you can get me on camera or not. I'm here to tell somebody, you're dwelling on the trouble. You're dwelling on the problems. Are you listening to me? Somebody get on top of this fence. Somebody understand, this thing is bigger than what you can imagine. Shout, church. Dance, church. Leap for joy. Get away from the knothole. You may be seated. I don't believe you're doing it. No, no, you ain't a not whole religion. But play like you are. Don't tell me you can't. I don't want to hear it.
I'm seeing what you don't see. Don't tell me it's impossible. All things are possible. You're down there. You need to get up. Get away from that knothole. Will you? Somebody get somebody by the head and drag them away from the knothole. Y'all ain't doing it. Y'all not doing it. You're not doing it. You're not doing it. This thing is bigger than you can. Woo! Leap, shout, praise. Somebody climb on top of this fence. Somebody stand up in your chair and clap your hands. Don't break your leg, but do it. Somebody get up in that chair. Do it. Clap your hands. The rest of you, look at them. I'm through with looking through the knot hole. Woo! I'm coming out of this. I'm buying the whole mountain. I'm buying in. Somebody dance around the altar. Somebody shout. The temple hadn't been built yet, but it's being bought right now. It's being bought. Churches are going to be built. Revivals are coming. It's being bought right now. Somebody is saying, I want the whole thing. Clap, shout, dance, praise. Come on, if you're sick in your body, clap your hands. If your bank account is empty, clap your hands. If you're down, clap your hands. Woo! I feel a Pentecost Holy Ghost coming on. I hear the sound and the roar. Stay where you are. I'm going to tell you what knothole religion really is all about. It's standing there looking at the rolling white caps of the Red Sea and hearing the thunder of the hooves of the Egyptian horses, hearing the rolling of the wheels of the chariots, hearing the Egyptian soldiers cursing and the crack of whips, driving them on to crush Israel. When you got a knothole religion, you listen to me, you bury your face in the sand and you cry, it's over. But honey, when you're like Moses, you stand up, you lift out that rod of faith, and you say, Lord, I'm coming through. Somebody get up out of the sand. Somebody shout, the waters are parting. Come on, church. You can do better than this. Yeah. Yeah. You knothead, get out of the knot hole. Lift up your face. We're going through in Alabama. Woo! I'm going to tell you, Not whole religion, Brother Booker, is hearing a giant for 40 days cry out in the valley, give me a man. All they could see was that giant in that valley. But here come along a young boy bouncing in a buckboard. Got some cheese, got some bread, and he's coming down. And he hears in the valley a giant that is crying out, give me a man. He turns around and sees them in not whole religion. But all he can feel is a dead lion and a dead bear. I've already seen the beginning to the end. Our God is able. You hear me? All they could see was a giant. But all David could see was a covenant. This uncircumcised Philistine is nothing for the Lord. Anybody got the name of Jesus on you right now? Anybody got the power of the Holy Ghost on you right now? Kill the giant. Kill him. Stomp. Clap. Shout. You're not doing it. Stomp. Clap. Shout. Goliath. You come to me with a sword and a spear and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Son, as long as you live, don't you ever forget tonight. You climb on that fence, I don't care what anybody says. You get away from that knothole and you tell that devil, I don't need your drugs. I don't need your alcohol. I don't need your tobacco. I don't need your ungodly spirit. I'm climbing. I'm climbing. Somebody climb. I'm climbing. Somebody climb. 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 Will you climb, please? Not whole religion says, my back is killing me. I've been beat up. I've been hammered. And I'm suffering. And all I can see is this jail door. I got a not whole religion, and I ain't coming out of this. Unless somebody is saying to me, all right, tell me how to climb. I'm ready. I'm ready to climb. I'm sick of the not whole. I'm tired of living this way. I'm sick of looking at jail doors and shutting my mouth. I'm tired of getting beat and run away. Tell me, tell me. Paul said, I know a man, whether in the body or not, I cannot tell. All I know is one day he went to climbing and he didn't stop till he passed the first heaven and the second heaven. And it, oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, have mercy. You know what? If we could get so full of the Holy Ghost tonight, and we could get so full of the power of God, and we could shout to such a dimension that we pass the first and the second. My God, keep climbing. I'm climbing. I'm climbing. Beat me. Throw me in prison. Come on, stone me. I'm not coming down off of this fence. Anybody ready for an earthquake? Anybody ready for the jailbreak? Anybody ready to put the devil on the run? Somebody shout. Somebody climb. 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 Clap your hands, singers. Clap your hands, musicians. Shout unto God. Give him praise. Give him praise. Come on, Mary. Let's climb that mountain. Come on, book. Let's climb that mountain. Come on, church. All right. You just sit there and complain and gripe and grumble. You just leave here sick. You leave here depressed. You leave here broke. Go ahead and do it. You not whole of religion. That's all you can see. But somebody has had enough, and you're going to start climbing. Oh, Silas, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to climb up high. Come on, boy. Somebody sing. Somebody shout. Somebody. Oh. Woo! I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I feel an earthquake. I feel a shaking. Can you leap? Can you clap? Can you praise? Woo! Get away from the knot hole. Come on up higher. What you doing, John? I'm a praying in the Holy Ghost on the Lord's day. What are you doing, John? I'm sick of this island. I'm tired of this knothole. I'm decided I'm going higher. I want to see heaven. Woo! Somebody get in the Holy Ghost. Reach over and lay your hand on their shoulder. Let the Holy Ghost move through you right now. Shout it out. Shout the name. Woo! There's a name. There's a name. Son, God's hands on you.
All you pay.
Son, God's hands on you. Don't you ever forget it. And devil, you won't either. For something is going on. Come on, young people.
Lift up your heads.
Get away from the knothole. You don't need drugs.
Oh, lift up.
You don't need alcohol. You don't need this world. Throw up your hands. Climb. 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 Woo! You gonna dance? Or you gonna sit there?
Your heads.
Be healed. Be healed. Be healed.
Lift up your heads.
Somebody get somebody by the hand and shout. Get somebody by the hand and dance.
And let the King of Glory come here.
Woo!
Lift up your hands.
Come on, church.
And let the King.
God deliver us.
Oh, celebrate.
It's bigger. You can ever go by the whole
celebrate,
mountain.
Celebrate the Lord.
Woo!
Come on.
Out of the chairs. Pray.
The Lord.
In the aisles. Pray.
Come on. I've got
Woo.
To celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah. is coming open. Somebody better shout. That door. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.